I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Comedian Kevin Hart said last night he's stepping down from hosting the 2019 Oscars, and he got the gig 2 days ago. He's only had the job for 2 days, and he's decided that he's going to step down because he was getting criticized over a series of homophobic tweets that he posted years ago.
And he said that this was his dream job.
Oh, well.
It's crazy.
Now, you know, if when people do things or say things and even believe things that are homophobic, and then they learn and evolve, I like to give them credit for that.
Sure.
If you go from somebody that was homophobic and you evolve into an ally, then I appreciate you. I appreciate your evolution, and I'm okay with you. The fact that he didn't delete these until he got this gig tells me that he didn't really think it was that bad.
So it's interesting to me that you feel that way, because behind the scenes, we never talked about it on the air, but when James Gunn, who is the guy who wrote and directed the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, got canned by Marvel and Disney, you did not, you were like, no, Disney did the right thing.
He wasn't saying things that were homophobic. He was saying things that were like making jokes about pedophilia.
Correct. But so, he did it like 11 years ago. And I mean, they're not funny, but they're definitely jokes. What Kevin Hart, like when Kevin Hart, what he said, what surfaced, wasn't that he can say that they were jokes all he wants. Not every single time it was a joke. Like, he used the F word for a homosexual person as an insult a lot.
That's true.
Publicly. And that's not a joke.
That's true.
You know, so I don't know, the difference between the two. Like, James Gunn came out and apologized profusely, and his friends came out and said he's not this person anymore. He has evolved and so much. The Kevin Hart thing was just a couple years ago.
Here's a clip that Kevin posted on his Instagram.
I swear, man, our world is becoming beyond crazy. I'm not going to let the craziness frustrate me or anger me, especially when I worked hard to get to the mental space that I am at now. My team calls me, oh my God, Kevin, the world is upset about tweets you did years ago. Oh my God.
Yeah, and he said later on in that clip, he said, I'm nearly 40 years old. If you don't believe that people change, grow, and evolve as they get older, I don't know what to tell you. If you want to hold people in a position where they always have to justify the past, do you. I'm the wrong guy.
Okay, but the fact is, it wasn't in the past until 2 days ago.
Right.
It was still on his feed.
Well, that's true. Well, but it was on his feed because he put it there years ago.
I understand that, but he's not an idiot. And he knows what he was calling people as an insult.
He's not wrong there, though. That, like, I honestly do feel like social media has become the poison of becoming a celebrity. Like, 70, 80% of celebrities that existed in the 50s, 60s, and 70s would have never had the careers that they had because of stuff that they did in their personal life or stuff they said in their personal life. But now, for some reason, celebrities are saying it for the world to see. And that's why he did this.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences gave him the ultimatum. They said, apologize for these tweets or we're going to find a new host. And this is what Kevin Hart said, and this is a little confusing. He said, quote, I chose to pass on the apology. The reason why I pass is because I've addressed this several times. But then he put up a tweet apologizing. So I'm not really sure. It's a little confusing. He said he wasn't going to apologize,
but then he eventually apologized.
I don't know. I mean, and of course this is going to drag all the people out that say, like, there's no more free speech and this, that, and the other thing. I disagree with those people, or the people that say, like, well, the political correctness police, they ruin everything and this. you're still allowed to say it. Kevin Hart's not in jail, but you may or may not lose jobs because of stuff that you say, and that's always been the case.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, like, that has always been the case. So why do we give a pass to celebrities if it was said in 2011, it stayed up there?
That's a new thing. I think that's the new part. If you say something that's terrible now, the way that it was before social media, if you said something terrible today, you get fired. And that's the way that it was. But the way that it used to be is if somebody came up to you and said, that person that you've had working here for a while, they said something really, really bad 10 years ago. It was based on hearsay. There was no evidence of it, you know?
I do have a question, though, about the Oscars itself, right? So they just announced that Kevin Hart would be the host, and he's obviously not doing it anymore, which I guess the announcement took place super late. They normally do this earlier. It sounds like, at least reading this article, they're having a hard time finding people to host the Oscars now.
Really? Why is that?
I think they always have. As somebody who loves probably one of the last people in this country that loves the Oscars, it's a thankless, hard job. Every single year, whoever hosts the Oscars, the next day just gets crapped on all over the place on the internet, on morning radio shows, and about what a terrible job they did, or they weren't funny, or they said this and it was distasteful. It's like, who would want that job? Apparently Kevin Hart did. I don't know who they're going to get to host it. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they just go back to tapping the same well that they have in the past.
Do you think it might get to a point, too, where maybe they don't broadcast the Oscars anymore and maybe they just do it as like an online thing?
As long as it still makes a good clip for whatever network hosts it, it'll always be on TV.
Because it does seem like they put out the announcement every year. Ratings are the lowest they've been in the last 10 years.
Yeah. I think that's because the Oscars used to be like the Super Bowl of the entertainment world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so like it still gets like, I think like 8 to 10 million people who watch it, which is not nothing, but it used to pull like 35.
How do we get Post Malone to host?
That's a great question.
I mean, he's everywhere.
Right.
Why not put him in a tux, kick him on stage.
Listen, and if he gets tired halfway through, just have Shia LaBeouf come out and play him. We'll never know the difference.
You can't tell the difference.
We know that he can read.
Right.
We know he can sing.
Yes.
Well, we don't know that part.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, and then all you got to do is just have Shia LaBeouf draw a bunch of
tattoos on his face and put on a pair of Crocs.
Call it done.
That's super easy. Shia'll do that. He does way dumber stuff.
Oh my
stuff.
God. The fact that he hasn't already in real life is a miracle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.